Hey guys, this is Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to my 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I have local causes that I care deeply about. So the passage of scripture that I want to read to you that I believe supports this is Isaiah 58 verses 6 through 9. And it reads, is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. So if I remember correctly, this was the Lord telling people who were saying, well, why is it, you know, we fasted, we've done this, we've starved ourselves, and, you know, we've suffered because this is, you know, we didn't eat when we fasted. You know, why is it that we're still not getting through to you? And the Lord says, well, actually, this is what real fasting is. And if you took anything away from what I just said, basically it doesn't have anything to do with food, right? Yes, you know, not eating food is a form of fasting, but really this is the fasting that he wants. So this is what came to mind when I thought about, I have local causes that I care deeply about, because you don't always have to be, you know, working for a nonprofit that say supports trafficking, you know, human trafficking, sex trafficking. You can care deeply about that cause and find out what it is that you can to just, you know, be good to people who have been sexually abused or have been abused in a manner such as human trafficking. You don't always have to per se support a cause, but you absolutely can support the cause. And another one was sharing your food with the hungry. Maybe there's a homeless shelter that you can be a part of. Maybe you can serve in a soup kitchen. And not turning away from your own flesh and blood. Now, I get it that sometimes when it comes to family, you know, some of us have the family members that take advantage. They're always asking for $100 here and $100 there just because you can. I'm not saying that that's the correct thing for you to do, is to be like an ATM machine to that person. But if that person is open to actually allowing you to help them get on their feet so that they can be self-sustaining, absolutely, absolutely, you should go for that. And then I read the whole thing because I wanted you to see that when you do these things, when you care about the causes, you know, the less fortunate that are all around you, and you get involved in a meaningful way, that is when the Lord hears. That's when he hears, when you call on him. So I just want to encourage you, if you have yet to get involved in a local cause, I want you to do that and confess this over yourself until you do. And again, today's confession is, I have local causes that I care about deeply. Don't forget to confess your way to success and join in for tomorrow's confessions.